Alright, Shavuot say good evening. Let's begin. So I wanted to share with you a beautiful idea by Rabbi Nachman. A really magnificent idea on the opening pasuk in the parasha. Now the truth is, the vart itself is a magnificent vart, independent of the pasuk. It just happens to fit in nicely with the pasuk. So the Rebbe says the following. Remember again, Parsha Shmini ultimately again begins with the consecration of the Mishkan. We've had in the last number of parshios Moshe Rabbeinu effectively serving as the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and it's now in this week's parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu hands over that baton to Aaron. And after 8 days, ultimately again of consecration, first of all construction, deconstruction, reconstruction of the Mishkan, finally again Aaron transitions into the position of the Kohen Gadol, and the parsha goes through the details. Really, a lot of the sacrificial details of that 8th day, that first day of Aaron HaKohen's real responsibility. Of course, the parsha also goes into the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu, but that's not going to be our focus now. So let's look at what the Rebbe says by paragraph A. Kach locho egel ben bakar lachatos. Remember again, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron to take an egel ben bakar, a calf, the son of a cow, lechatos, to offer up as a carbon chatos, va'ayol li'olos. So again, Rashi HaKadosh points out that ultimately the kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatos, Rashi HaKadosh says that this is to be mechaper, this is to atone for the chet egel, for the sin of the golden calf. So look at the Rebbe says. He says, kol ha-menios ha-ovrim ala adam, kulam heim bechinas koach ha-machriach. So we'll say it's a very profound yisod. Says the Rebbe, all the menios, all of those things that prevent us from self-actualizing, all of those things that prevent us from becoming the people we're able to become, the Rebbe calls that the koach hamachriach. That is the koach, that is the effort, the energy, hamachriach. Machriach literally means what? To force someone. In this case, the koach hamachriach is the koach that forces me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It forces me to distance myself from the Baruch Hu. It forces me, ultimately again, to engage in all types of negative activity. So in life, and we're going to define this more, but in life there is this koach hamachriach, there is this energy, this force, that compels me to turn my back on the Ribono Shel Olam, that compels me to engage in all types of deleterious behavior, that causes me ultimately again to engage in all types of self-destructive behavior. Aval kimishemiskabrim limshoch atzmo tamid el sharsho. But I will say, when a person goes ahead and is miskaber, when a person strengthens himself and pulls himself el sharsho to his root, Al Mekuda Sa'ames, what's that? Is that actually very reminiscent about what we're learning in the morning? Right now we're learning in the morning. There are still a few seats if anyone needs. At 5:45 in the morning, we're learning Gan Ha'emuno, of Shalma Rosh, a little bit of Breslov Torah also. So again, the Rebbe says, the Koach HaMachriach pulls me in a negative direction. It's the force that compels me to do that which is inherently self-destructive and negative. On the flip side, when I'm able to overcome the koach hamachriach, a person is able to miskaber limshoch asu tamid al sharsho. Person is able to pull himself ultimately again to his root, al mekudas haemes, to the point of truth, al makom shenechtzav nishmaso misham, to ultimately again bring himself to the place where his neshama is hewn out from. Ve'ikra kol hu atzadik haemes azay bekal. Yiskaber akoach hamachriach. So we'll say, we're going to see what the Rebbe is describing over here is the following. That essentially, life is this push and pull. Life is this push and pull between, on one hand, what the Rebbe calls the koach hamachriach. The koach hamachriach is the koach that compels me to do negative things. The koach that compels me to make all the wrong decisions. Now we'll say, I want to be clear on something. The Rebbe is not suggesting at all that there's a power beyond me that gets me to sin. Meaning, you know, part of the beauty of Yiddishkeit, part of the beauty and the scary part of Yiddishkeit is what? That the buck stops with me. I mean, your buck doesn't stop with me, right? My buck stops with me. Your buck stops with you. This is the beauty of Yiddishkeit. The buck of my life stops with me. Which I will say, on one hand, is very scary and very countercultural because we live in a world, we live in a society where if something goes wrong, the reflexive reaction is, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? I mean, it's not my fault. Not my fault. Whose fault is it? And Yiddishkeit, and again, I will say, sometimes this actually creates very heavy reality for us. When something goes wrong, you know, like the Gemara says, when something goes wrong in life, Something goes wrong in life. We'll say whatever that wrong thing is. The first thing the Gemara says is, Yifashe Shemasov. I have to ask myself, like, what am I doing? How am I living? What am I doing? Is perhaps there's something wrong in the way I'm living, in the way I'm acting, the way I'm conducting myself. That's the fundamental shaila I have to ask myself. So I will say, the buck of my life stops with me. When the Rebbe speaks at the Koach HaMachriach, he's not freeing someone from personal responsibility. But what he is acknowledging is that what? Is that in life throughout the day of us, we have a series of internal forces, self-sabotaging forces, that seek to derail us from accomplishing in life. Now granted, those self-sabotaging forces are given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because without them, there's no mechanism of growth. Without them, ultimately, I can't advance anywhere in life. But Lamaisa, I do have to recognize that these self-sabotaging mechanisms do, in fact, exist. Well, so that's what he calls the Koach HaMachriach. How do you overcome the Koach HaMachriach? The only way to overcome that, says the Rebbe, is ultimately to some way find my way to the Nekuda Sa'emes, to that Nekuda of truth, to find my way back to that place where my neshama was hewn out from. Now, where is my neshama hewn out from? So, also, we know again the neshama comes out from Mitachas Kiseh HaKavod, right? It comes out from underneath the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what is he saying? The only way to overcome the Koach HaMachriach, Rabbi Osei, is how? Is how? To strengthen my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to strengthen my relationship with Emes, to strengthen my relationship ultimately again with the Makar HaKidusha, the Makar HaEmes. Only if I'm strong and committed in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu can I overcome the Koach HaMachriach that seeks to derail me. He said, listen to this. And we'll say, this is profound. Ki Koach HaMachriach hu rak lefi shah, lefi azman sheyesh lo koach lachriach ulurachek. Aval b'sur ha-machriach yoshuv me'ilav l'mkomo v'sharasho ayidei koach ha-moshech shu nisha kaimu. We'll say, here's the good news. Now, the Rebbe just gave this a term. The Rebbe calls, by the way, if koach ha-machriach, ultimately, again, is the koach, is the internal self-sabotaging forces that seek to derail my positive momentum in life, then what's the opposite of that? The opposite, as says Rebbe, is the koach ha-moshech. The Koach HaMoshech is the Koach that seeks to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says, Rabbi Nachman, so beautifully, life is a constant battle between the Koach HaMachriach, which seeks to derail me, and the Koach HaMoshech, which seeks to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here's the amazing part. The Koach HaMoshech, Rabbi Osei, which is the Koach that seeks to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is infinitely stronger than the Koach HaMachriach. So in essence, and all I need to do in order to win the battle is what? Somehow find the strength to overcome the Koach HaMachriach in the here and now. And once you beat him, here's the amazing part. Is that what happens to the Koach HaMachriach? Once you beat him, what happens? He goes away. Now, he doesn't go away for long. Maybe like a long weekend. Right? He doesn't go away for long. But he goes away for some amount of time. Because the whole Yisur of the Koach HaMachriach Rabosai is that he's temporal. He's not eternal and ongoing. The Koach HaMosheich is the Koach that endures. If I just find a way to overcome the Koach HaMachriach, even just once, that gives the room for the Koach HaMosheich to set in and to draw me back. Notice what the Rebbe is also teaching me is the following. The Koach HaMosheich Rabosai, which is the Koach that seeks to bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's almost like the natural default position of man. So as long as I'm able to chase away the Koach HaMachriach, make room for the Koach HaMosheich, the default Koach HaMosheich by definition will bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So incredible. He goes on, he says, paragraph B, Vaz, V'alkei, K'sheyiskaber lahamshich es atzmo biritzono tamid al nekudas ha-emes. So therefore again, when the Koach HaMosheich ultimately overcomes the Koach HaMachriach, then Shesham Iker Koach HaMosheich Hamiti, Azai Bevadal Yisbatal Koach HaMachriach, V'yashav HaMakom Hamiti. Both say, the more I go ahead and I overcome the Koach HaMachriach, and ultimately give the Koach HaMosheich the room to be able to solidify itself, both say, the stronger it becomes, and the less strong the Koach HaMachriach becomes. V'az Yi Yelo Tov V'Gidola, Mashahayu L'Koach HaMachriach Shai Marchiko, Rak bishvil zeh bali olam. So we'll say, you're asking yourself, no? So Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam, right? It's another shir. All right, right. You got a lot to catch up. You got a lot to catch up on. You have a lot to catch up on. So listen to this. So what the Rebbe says is, so let me ask you this question: if I recognize that the koach hamachriach comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, why does the Ribono Shel Olam give me that koach? Meaning, why put that in me? Why instill within me the self sabotaging mechanism? Well, say, look at the last line in paragraph B. Kirak bishvil ze ba liolam. The Rebbe said, do you know what life is about? You know what life is about in one word? One word. The struggle. Life is about the struggle. Paragraph C. Shiyasok b'mochamazu u'ba'umuz. Rebbe said, you know, by the way, this is not just Rabbi Nachman. The Ramchal. Right? What does the Ramchal write in the opening chapter of Mesilas Yesharim? The Ramchal says, life is a mochama. Because why? Because it doesn't matter if you're Hasidic or if you're Hasidically challenged, or it doesn't matter, meaning whatever you are, everyone who has to agree with one reality, which is what? Life is a milchama. I will say the truth is, even if Rabbi Nachman didn't write it, and even if the Ramchal didn't write it, we would know it. Why? Because we live it. Because not a day goes by that we're not waging that milchama in different ways. We each have our taivas, we each have our desires, we each have our weaknesses, and for most of us, every single day is a battle with something. And I will say, sometimes the most overwhelming thing is that sometimes when you're struggling with something, and you know, you wonder to yourself, like, am I ever going to stop struggling? Am I ever going to stop struggling? And the answer is, probably not. Probably not. Could it be that the struggle gets easier? Right? Could it be that over time, the more you overcome the struggle, the easier it becomes to wage the battle? It's possible. But even that, I will say, for that, there's no guarantee. We all know I could combat a certain yitzhara for 1 day, 2 days. I'm on the wagon, right? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. And then I fall off. And then something happens. And I can't understand it because I was so shtak. I was so good all of those days beforehand. But what's important to him, says the Rebbe, is that the ikar of this world, paragraph C, sheyasok b'muchamazu u'b'umanozos. Rebbe say the whole tachlis, everybody's wandering around trying to figure out what's my purpose, what's my tachlis. Very simple, right? It's good you came, not just for the chalim. Right? They will say one simple answer, which is what? My tachlis in life is to allow ultimately, again, my koach, what he calls the koach hamosheich, to overcome the koach hamachriach. Koach hamosheich, I'm going to underline these. The koach hamosheich, to overcome ultimately, again, the koach hamachriach. That's the goal. To allow the force that pulls me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overcome the forces that pull me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paragraph C. Lahagbir koach hamosheich, hakoach hamachriach. Bosei, that's the tachlis of life. That's the tachlis of life. To ultimately, again, overcome those forces that seek to push me away from God in order to go ahead and bolster those forces that want to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yazna asem izeh. This is actually very interesting. V'yazna asem izeh. Kelim nifloim v'tikunim gidolim. We'll say, if a person is able to overcome this, a person is able to engage in this struggle, then a person is able to go ahead and accomplish incredible things. He says, Kimo shenira b'chush gam b'gashus. We'll say, listen to what this. I've never seen Rabbi Nachman do this. Sherofa umnu shalakelim nifloim. Everyone knows about the incredible kelim. Shenasim b'chachma gidola. Those great kelim that are made with great chachma. What are we referring to? Shekorim machines. Machines. Right? Whatever the Rebbe is referring to, machines. I don't know what he's referring to. It's the 1700s. So what great machines are they having in the 1700s? Whatever it is. You'll ask, whatever, you'll Google it. Right? Whatever it is. The point is, the Rebbe says, what's the chap of every single machine, Rebbe? So what's the chap of every single machine? Hakol ayidei chachmas koach hamachriach v'koach hamosheich. Rebbe says, this is such an incredible yisod. Every single machine essentially works with the same basic technology, which is what Rabbi Osai? The push and the pull. Right? Every single machine works off this tension of certain mechanisms pulling in one direction, certain mechanisms pulling in a different direction. In other words, Rabbi Osai, see, if you think about it, what's the simplest machine? What's the simplest machine? Right, a pulley. Right, a pulley. Right, a pulley and a lever. And so what happens when you have a pulley and a lever? So again, you have to pull something in one direction in order to make something else go in a different direction. People say, what's the imagery? The imagery is, there's a koach hamachriach, right? And there's a koach hahemshich. This is the way the world works, with these two kohos always playing off each other. And I will say, the machine can't work unless there are these opposing forces, and the neshama can't work unless there are these opposing forces as well. Hakulu ayidei chachma koach hamachriach v'koach hamoshech. V'kei b'malachas ha... Morris shows, he thought of watches, Ushar Kelim Niflaim. So we'll say again, I don't know enough about watchmaking, but Lameisa, I guess the internal mechanisms of a watch, there are some that go in this direction, some that go in that direction, but what's his point? We'll say his point is that anything in life that creates dynamic results has what? Has different mechanisms pulling it in different directions. Because growth comes from that tension of being pulled in multiple directions and then figuring out which direction you want to go in. He goes on, he says, paragraph D, Ukimoki Maruchnius, Kiteva Han Neshama Lios Nimsheches Tamil Al Shar Sha'ayon. They both say the natural state of the Neshama is to want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They both say, I've said this before, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak has, what is such a beautiful vart, I've said it. We say, by now, I've pretty much used up all of my material. You know, I need like a sabbatical, to be honest, like to replenish a little bit, because I'm just telling you a lot of the same stuff. But it's one of my favorite dvartlach, which is, Levi Yitzchak says, Kol ha-neshama tahalel ka. Paskin Zilm says, every neshama will praise Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Zohar says, Bechol neshima u-neshima tahalel ka. With every breath, you should praise Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? So Levi Yitzchak says, he says that with every single breath, every time you exhale, the neshama yearns to jump out of the body. Neshama doesn't want to be here. She wants to be with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Neshama naturally gravitates to Ribbono Shel Olam. With every single time I exhale, Ribbono Shel Olam says, little neshama, no, don't go anywhere. I have to give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu for every breath, because it's literally God who's keeping the neshama in my body. So says the Rebbe, understand, what does that teach us? What that teaches us, Rabbi, is that the teva, the natural disposition of the neshama, is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Shasham koach ha-moshech ha-amiti, ach hechrichu o-saliri l'ze'elam. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so the neshama wants to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the koach ha-moshech. And what happens, Rabbi Shalom says, Rabbi Shalom does a koach ha-machriach, and he pushes the neshama down into this world. Shekulo bichlal hi bechinas koach ha-machriach, neged ha-neshama, shekisufa utushukasa tamid nimsheches l'mal l'sharsha. Both say, in the act of creation, says Rabbi Nachman, in the act of creation of man, are these two forces. The koach ha-hemshech leaves the neshama wanting to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this case, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the koach ha-machriach, and he forces the neshama out of Shamayim and forces it into this world. He goes on, he says, Ach kol kavanosi is baruch. So what's the point of this? Paragraph E, Kedei she-tiskaber be-koach ha-moshech ha-koach ha-machriach. Both say the Ribbono Shel Olam puts us in this world because he wants us to face the battle. He wants us to fight, not just the good fight, he wants us to win the war. He says to us, every single day is going to be a struggle. Accept it, embrace it, and fight valiantly. Because that struggle, I both say, every single day is that struggle between the Koach HaMachriach, those forces that want to derail me, spiritually push me further from God, and the Koach HaMoshech. And my job as a soldier every single day is to try to somehow repel the forces of the Koach HaMachriach. And once I repel those forces, the amazing part is the Koach HaMoshech is innate. So because it's innate, once I clear the way for it to allow it to operate, it knows what to do. Paragraph E. Vastia Moshechas Achirim Ima Vachirim Lachirim. And also, here's the amazing part, and this is an incredible yisod. You know, when you allow your koach hamosheich to overcome your koach hamachriach, Rabbi Yisrael, not only does that impact you, but that impacts others around you. Rabbi Yisrael, you know why? Because we all know this. When I know someone struggles with something, and I see them overcome their struggle, Rabbi Yisrael, it gives me chizok. Now, I may not have the same struggle as that person, but I have my own struggles. And when I see someone else facing their demons, fighting their battles, and sometimes being victorious, but sometimes failing, and even when they fail, they get back up and they fight again, it gives me chizok. It gives us all chizok. So says the Rebbe, when you fight against your koach hamachriach and allow your koach hamoshech to become dominant, not only are you fulfilling your tachlis in this world, but you're giving chizok to others to do the same as well. Kima galgalim va'afanim shalakelim. Turn the page. V'chomasha misgaber. Koach hamachriach umarchik biyoser. Na'ase ayidei zeh kelim niflam yoser v'yoser. And I will say, ultimately again, the more I distance myself from the koach hamachriach and allow the koach hamoshech to become dominant, the more and more beautiful things I create. It's the same metaphor as the machine. Oh, okay, it's the same. It's the same metaphor. I will say as the machine, which is see. I will say if you don't know how to work the pulley, right? If you don't know how to push and pull, you can't produce anything. But if you know how to somehow synergize the conflicting mechanisms within that machine, then you could produce magnificent results. Ma'am, that machine. You're that machine. We're all that machine. And we have that koach hamosheich, that koach ultimately a hechrich, and my job is to try to figure out how to manipulate the levers in such a way that they produce something magnificent. Paragraph G. V'zeh shakosuv achar pasuk v'ahibu yam ha-shmini, kach l'cho egel ben bakar, uberish rashi, l'chapar al avon ha-egel, ki ato nishapech ha-koach ha-machriach, Va'ola lekarban shubichinas mashema'al in egel ben bakar daiko lechatos. Ki misham, mibichinas shor ve'egel, misham ba'atzmo hishtal shulus yinika asavol. This is, look what the Rabbi Nachman says. Interestingly enough, the Rebbe Shalom commands Aaron to dafka offer up an egel. Dafka up an egel. You know, Aaron took it a little bit as a shtach. He took it as a lack of forgiveness on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was trying to remind me of my transgression. But Rabbi Nachman says, no, the Rebbe Shalom was trying to teach Aaron quite an incredible lesson. I want you to take that thing which you sin with. Because again, Rebbe Shalom, remember, the Torah calls the Egel, HaEgel Asher Asa Aaron. Aaron HaKohen bears some responsibility for what happened with that Egel. So ultimately, again, says the Rebbe something so beautiful. He says that Lemaisa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron to go ahead and offer up that egel, what he's saying is, Aaron, use your koach hahemshech, your koach hamoshech, and ultimately overcome your koach hamachriach. Take that very thing, which almost derailed your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and offer it up on the Mizbeach. Show the people that the koach hamoshech, the power to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could overcome even the strongest koach hamachriach. That was the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Aaron. He says, "Misham atzur shtal shul sinik asavol, the zor shal egel shes kabra misitra the small kiadua, sheshor shi yitzahar misitra the smallo, shubichina shor ve'el kama shakasof and eshar ma'al smol, v'tzivash paragraph I, v'tzivash shem yisparach lalos daika egel lechatos, lafoch koach hamachriach el akidusha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, take the egel, which represents the koach hamachriach, those forces that seek to derail our us and our growth in relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and turn it around. Show the people that you could conquer the koach hamachriach. Show the people that you could allow your koach hamoshech to overcome even the greatest life challenges. And the greatest coup, of course, is when somehow you take the very koach hamachriach itself and you turn it into a davar shebik dusha. Ki achar kach sheshav nasa tikun nifla ayde zedaiko. So both say, what comes out of something truly magnificent from the Rebbe. So again, the vart and the pasuk is beautiful, that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Aaron to go ahead and dafka offer up the ego. Why, Aaron? Take the koach hahechrich, take that very koach that almost derailed your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and put it on the Mizbeach and offer it up as a karban. To show what? That the koach hamoshech, the koach of a positive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could trump everything. But Rav Osai, lemaisa, what we learn from this is an incredible yisod, a number of profound yisodos. Number one, life is a milchama. Accept it. So many of us, bless you, so many of us go through life trying to figure out like when it's going to be easier. So I'll say, it does get easier. There's good news. It gets easier. You know when it gets easier? So after 120. Right, after 120, you lie in the kever, right? They put earth on you. You're wrapped up like a malach in the tachrichim. Your neshama goes to shemayim. And the truth is, there's no effort. There's no effort. And you coast. You coast for eternity based on whatever you did here. So the good news is, good news and bad news. The good news is it does get easier, right? The bad news is, it's not in this world. Rabbi said, for one simple reason, that's by design. Life is not supposed to be easy. Life is supposed to be a day-to-day milchama. It is a day-to-day war. What is that milchama between? That milchama is between my koach hamachriach, between those kochos that want to derail my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my koach hamoshech. Those kochos that seek to go ahead and bring me back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Prabhu said, lest you think that those kochos are equal, they're not. The koach hamoshech, the koach that brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, that's my default. That's my spiritual default setting. Therefore, by definition, it is stronger than the koach hamachriach. And therefore, the ultimate challenge in our job in life is if I beat back the koach hamachriach, maybe not permanently, but maybe just today, I give the koach hamoshech the room to do what it knows how to do, which is get me back to the Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, says Rabbi Nachman of Osai, you know, sometimes our greatest challenge in life is that we're too forward-thinking. Sometimes to be successful in the Muhammad of Osai, you can't think long-term. You just have to think day by day, recognizing that if somehow I could devise a strategy to beat back the koach hamachriach today and give my koach hamoshech the opportunity to do its thing, the opportunity to bring back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that sets the table for tomorrow. It sets the table for the next day. It sets the table for a string of future successes. We should be zocheh and yirtzeh Hashem v'osai to no longer, too many of us run from the battle, we run from the war. Let's stop running from the front. Let's gird, as they say, gird your loins, right? Let's pick up our weapons, right? Let's arm ourselves. Let's do what we have to do and recognize that we are the soldiers on the front lines of our life battle. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach to overcome our koach hamachriach, and in doing so, may Bizoch HaMiyaretz Hashem to see our koach hamosheich bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Amen.